The Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amud Beis Masechta Chagiga teaches us Yisrael Yoytz Midei Chayvasam. There's a Chiyuv on Yontif of Simchas Yontif, and the Mishnah teaches us Yisrael Yoytz Midei Chayvasam. Yisrael could be mekayim their mitzvah Simcha with the Darim and the Davis. And actually Rashi adds Mishum Simcha b'chol inyan sheyesh lehem basra. One fulfills the mitzvah Simcha as long as you have basra l'soiva, meat that satiates you. V'ein zekukim l'zboyach shlom l'kach. And there's no obligation to shech the carbon shlomim just for the purpose of having Simcha. And therefore, Rashi learns that you can be mekayim the mitzvah with any meat, or certainly with any type of carbon. And the Mishnah continues: ben darim and the davis b'maisa behema v'kahanim b'chatos v'shamos. The kahanim could be yoytz the mitzvah with chatos and hashamos, b'bechor the bechor that's given to the kahanim b'chaz v'shoik. Not with a bird carbon, nor with a carbon mincha. And the Mefarshim point out that if the Mishnah teaches us that Yisraelim ayoytz the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif with any type of carbon, the darv and the davis include any carbon that a Yisrael would bring. So why does the Mishnah also have to teach us that the Kahanim can be yoytze their mitzvah with any carbon that they bring? Of course they can be yoytze the mitzvah with any carbon that they bring. It's the same meat. Therefore, the Mefarshim point out that if the Mishnah would have just left Yisraelim a yoytze in the Darav and the Davis, we would learn that any carbon one brings, he can be mekayim the mitzvah with. So Yisraelim indeed never have an opportunity to eat a carbon that comes from a bird, because the only carbon that comes from a bird that's eaten is a carbon chatos oif, and Yisraelim don't eat a chatos oif. But kohanim who do eat chatos oif, we would think perhaps they should be allowed to eat that carbon as well, and with that be mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Teaches us the Mishnah that no, Simchas Yontif is only with Basar Behema. But here we learn the importance of being mekayim mitzvah Simchas Yontif, and in fact the obligation to be mekayim mitzvah Simchas Yontif applies to every day of Yontif. And there's a beautiful raya to that as well. From the Gemara we learn, the Mishnah and the Gemara we learn on Daf Tes, where the Mishnah teaches us where if somebody didn't bring a Karban Chagiga on the first day, he could bring it on the other day's Yontif for Tashlumim. The Gemara speaks about the Karban Chagiga, if somebody's bringing many carbon chagigas and he doesn't bring them all on the first day, could he bring the rest on other days? But nowhere in the Mishnah and the Gemara does the Gemara speak about the carbon shlomim, the shamei simcha. And the Tosfos Yontif points out the reason that shamei simcha are not mentioned, because unlike the carbon oilus riyah and unlike the carbon chagiga that are specific chiyuvim, and once you bring the carbon, you have fulfilled your chiyuv. Shalmei simcha, simcha on Yontif applies to every day of Yontif. So of course, every day, one should do whatever is necessary to be mekayim the mitzvah simchas Yontif. The Rambam, in Hilchas Yontif, Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Zayin, teaches us, Shivas Shimei HaPesach, V'shmoyne shimei chag, im shayom tovim, the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, and other Yom Tovim, Kul Masurim, Behesped V'Tainus, one may not say a Hesped, one night may fast on those days. V'chayiv Odom Lias Ben Sameach V'Toiv Leiv. A person has to be happy. Hu Ubonov Ishtoi Ubnei Bonov, he and his children and his grandchildren, V'kol HaNil V'Malov, Shnem V'Samacht B'Chagecha. Continues the Rambam, Api Shasimcha Muri Kani Kob and Shlomim, K'moy Shanim Avarim B'Hilchas Chagiga. Simcha is fulfilled, as we are learning in our Masechta, with Shalmi Simcha. Yesh B'Chlalois Simcha, including that Simcha is, L'Smoy Hu Uvanov Ubnei Baisoi, Kol Echad Kuroi Loi. And the Rambam continues in Halacha Yudches, therefore, Ketzer Aktanim Noislam Kloyus V'Goyzim McDonish, Tanim, we give him nuts and candies, Hanoshim Koner Lahem Godim V'Tachshitim, for women we buy clothing and jewelry, K'tachshitim Noyim, K'fim Amayna, as much as he can afford, V'Hanoshim Oichlam Basar, men eat meat, V'Shoyis V'Yayin, Shein Simcha El B'Basar, V'Ein Simcha El B'Yayin. One can fulfill Simcha only with meat and with wine. Continues the Rambam. One has to support and feed those who can't take care of themselves. Somebody closes his doors. He rejoices in the yontif, he and his family. He doesn't help those that can't help themselves. That's not called a simchas mitzvah. Regarding such a person, says the Rambam, the pasuk says, "Zivcheichem kalechem oinim lehem kol oich yutamam kilachma lanafshim." The simcha kazu, a simcha that doesn't include other people, kloinhi shnam v'zareisi peris al penechem peris chagechem. So the Shagas Aryeh teaches us that it's clear that the Rambam, the Shagasari in Simon Samachai, that the Rambam's opinion is that the mitzvah of Simcha applies Bizman Azeh as well. And that it's clear, and I think that's what Rashi means in our Mishnah as well, that the obligation to eat meat of Karbonis is a mitzvah min amufchor. But of course, Bizman Azeh, when meat is, where we don't have Karbonis, we are mekayim simcha. We still have a chi of simcha. So although the Shagas Aryeh is teaching us that the Rambam is a machmer, and that the Rambam holds that in order to be mekayim mitzvah simcha, that the mitzvah of simchas yontif applies even v'zman hazeh midoraisa, when we do not have karbonis. On the other hand, one could also understand from the Shagas Aryeh's understanding of the Rambam that one can fulfill the mitzvah of simcha not only with meat. Anything that makes one happy is going to be a way to fulfill the mitzvah simcha. And actually, the Lechem Mishnah here tells us to look in the Beis Yosef, in Simen Tov Kof Chof Tes, that asks, how could the Rambam Paskin that the chi of simcha is bizman hazeh? One question. How could the Rambam say that the chi of simcha is by eating meat and drinking wine? And as we just quoted the Shagas Aryeh's understanding of the Rambam, that we could be mekayim simcha with anything that makes one happy, where the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, says, Bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim mitzvah simcha bebasar. Al bezman hazeh shein beis hamikdash kayim ein simcha el b'yayin. So the Gemara says that there is no simcha today with basar since we don't have kabonis. And in fact, based on this Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Tosfos in Masechta Moed Katan Daf Yudal Amud Beis Divrei Maskil Lasei says that bezman hazeh, where we don't have carbon meat, the mitzvah simcha is only with the Rabbanan. And so we have this machloikis Rishonim. If the mitzvah simcha bezman hazeh is midaraisa or midrabanan, Rambam's opinion is that's midaraisa. Tosfos' opinion is midrabanan. But we have this question: where does the Rambam take this from? So the answer that many mefarshim suggest is that there are two that we need to understand. And I sort of say from my Adam Vizmanim in Chelig Zayin Sim Kofiud Aleph, Kofiud Beis, Kofiud Gimel, Kofiud Dalet, discusses this concept over and over again. The what's, and we see it in the words of the Rambam that we read a few moments ago as well. The what is the purpose of Simcha Yontif? The purpose of Simcha Yontif is to mold a Simcha of Gashmius and Ruchnius. There's nothing better, everybody will agree, that represents that blend of simcha, of gashmius and ruchnius, by eating kabanis. You get to eat meat, but you also get to have ruchnius. It's a carbon that was brought on the Mizbeach. And therefore, says the Rambam, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim, that was the best way to be mekayim the mitzvah simcha. Bizman HaZeh, where unfortunately we don't have kabanis, so that doesn't mean we don't have a chi of simcha. It doesn't mean we don't have a chi of simcha b'deraisa. All it means is we don't have the ability to be mekayim the mitzvah simcha in the best way possible. But we still can be mekayim simcha by eating basar. Or by, as the Shagas Aryeh understands the Rambam, anything else that causes simcha. And actually, the Ran brings a very nice raya that the mitzvah simcha is obviously fulfilled even without basar carbon. Because the Ran points out that on the first day, if the first day Yontif is on Shabbos, as we learned and we're learning now in Masechta, there's situations where you can't bring kabanis, and it's the first day Yontif. So it once suggests that you're not mekayim the mitzvah simcha. Of course he's mekayim the mitzvah simcha. You can't be mekayim mitzvah simcha in the optimal way with karbonis, but you can be mekayim mitzvah simcha with other ways of fulfilling the mitzvah simcha. And actually, the Magen Avraham, there's a steer in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Reish Tzadik Vav Sif Katan Tezvav says, like the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, that v'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, nowadays when the beis hamikdash is standing, there is no obligation to eat meat because there's no beis hamikdash. But the same Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Kuf Chof Tes Sif Katan Gimel says that there is a mitzvah to eat meat on Yontif. The answer is, and the Darkei Tshuva in Simen Pei Tes Sif Katan Yud Tes discusses this. Says there's a mitzvah to eat kabanis because that's the optimal way of fulfilling simcha. And if one could eat kabanis, that's what one is obligated to do. If, however, one can't eat kabanis, that only takes away his obligation of eating kabanis, but he still has a chi of simcha. And still, since he has a chi of simcha, now he should eat and do what causes simcha. And the Magen Avraham, therefore, is saying that halacha still exists. And that's why the Magen Avraham, in Tav Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Katan Gimel, says that one should eat karbanis, should eat meat on Yontif. But as we will discuss later in the shir, perhaps that's only said to somebody who enjoys eating meat. Another raya that the Achrayim bring, that the mitzvah simcha still applies b'zman hazeh, because we learned the Gemara Masechta Moed Katan, Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, that on Yontif there is no Avelus. And the Gemara explains, the Osi Esei de V'samachta, the mitzvah Esei V'samachta B'chagecha, says the Gemara, have an Esei de Rabbim, it applies to all of us, V'dochi le'esei d'avelus de yachid, and it supersedes the mitzvah of avelus that it's applying to this one individual. Now, If the halacha is that simcha, siyontif, is only when we have kabanas, so how does that halacha apply b'zman hazeh, which we know it does apply, that yontif is doicha avelis? It must be that even b'zman hazeh, the mitzvah of simcha, siyontif, still applies. It may not apply, unfortunately, with the eating of basar kabanas, but one still has the mitzvah to eat and have simcha on yontif. And in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tuf Kuf Chav Tes, teaches us the same halacha. The Shulchan Aruch begins, Mitzvah Yontif L'Chalkai, a person is supposed to divide the day of yontif, Chetz Yil Beis HaMedrash, half the day is for the Beis HaMedrash, for Chetz L'Chil Ishtiyah. And this is based on the Gemara in Masechta Beya Daf Tezvav, because one pasuk says Atzeres Tiyo Lachem, and another pasuk says Atzeres Lashem Lakecha, and we have the Gemara, one man Dama says Oit Kula Lashem, Oit Kula Lachem, either it should be completely dedicated Lashem or completely dedicated Lachem, but we paskin Chetz Yil Hashem. The Chetz Yil Hashem means L'Toyra U'L'Tfila, and Chetz Yil Lachem is Achila V'Shtiyah. I saw an interesting shaila from Nissan Karel's Shlita discusses. If on Simchas Torah we have a kafis that people enjoy, the shaila is in which category do they fall? The Chetz Yil Hashem or the Chetz Yil Lahem? And he says since that simcha is for Kavod HaTorah, it's included in the Chetz Yil Hashem. And I think to understand Reb Nissim Karelitz's psak, we could understand based on a vart I saw from the Sfas Emes. We know the Gemara says, actually that Gemara is referred to in Am Sechta Masechta Chagiga as well, that Yonte, that Shmini Atzeres is considered a regel b'fnei atzmai. Shmini Atzeres is considered an independent yontif. And the question is, asked the Sfas Emes, if Shmini Atzeres is indeed a separate yontif, so as we learned in our Masechta, on all Yom Tovim, we have an obligation to be oila regel. So why on Shmini Atzeres is there no independent obligation to be oila regel? That, of course, the halach is, if one was oila regel on Sukkos, he doesn't have to be oila regel again on Simchas Torah, on Shmini Atzeres, says the Sfas Emes. What's the whole point of Aliyah L'Regel? The point of Aliyah L'Regel is for one to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Simchas Torah, we don't have to go to Yerushalayim. We don't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A day that we're celebrating with the Torah is a day that represents its independent closeness to Hashem that is fulfilled even without being Aliyah L'Regel. And therefore, we understand why it's considered the half of the day, which is the half that's we spend, the half of the day that we spend on Hakafis is considered in the Chetzio, is considered in the Chetzio Lashem. And the Mishnah Berurah continues saying here in Sif Aleph that those Baalei Tefila who daven and takes a long time to davening, that goes past chatzos, that is inappropriate because we have to have a chetz yil Hashem and chetz yil lachem, and certainly eating after chatzos is a violation of chetz yil lachem. Although I did see from Rav Moshe Sternbruch in the Me'adim V'Zmanim that he says a very nice chiddush. He says, if one is indeed attending a tefillah, what about tefillah just spent is davening and it's taking a long time, and the tzibur doesn't particularly enjoy that davening, so we need to very much pay attention to what the Mishnah Berurah is teaching us. But he says, in a situation where the Baal Tefillah is taking a long time in his davening, But the people who are there enjoy that davening. They enjoy his tefillah. There he suggests that perhaps that is considered in the Chetz Yilechem. Specifically, as we're learning the Rambam, that the Rambam is teaching us a very big chiddush, that the Rambam is teaching us that one should, anything that one enjoys is the way one fulfills the mitzvah Simchas Yontif. It could well be that that's the way I enjoy listening to a nice Baal Tefillah, and therefore I'm mekayim the mitzvah Simchas Yontif that way. And it's important to point out that the Mishnah Berurah teaches us that what is the proper Seder Hayoyim, what's the proper schedule for Yontif. In the morning we go to shul, we daven shachris, we lain, then they go home to eat. Then they go back to learn. Then when mincha comes, they daven mincha. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Somebody should not hold back on spending money l'kavod yontif, because says the Mishnah Berurah, everything that a person is going to spend is pre-designated from the beginning of the year. From Shana Chutz Meitzos Shabbosos V'Yom Tovim. Shem Picheis, if he spends less, Poichsin Loi, V'Moisif, Meisifin Loi. The more you spend, the better you spend, you get L'Kovid Shabbos. What is included in a Tzor Shabbos Yontif? The way most Mepharshim point out is that anything that's spent specifically L'Kovid Shabbos for Yontif. And Rabbi Yosha quoted in the River of Ephraim, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, says that spending money on buying nice clothing L'Kovid Yontif is also included in what the Mishnah Berurah just meant, to Moisif Moisifim Loi. The question that's addressed is, we know that the halacha for the first halachas in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah discusses it in Siman Tuf Mem Beis, is asei Shabbat chachol v'atitztarach lebrius. As much as one is supposed to try to spend money l'kovid Shabbos, not at the expense of needing to get money or borrow money or ask for tzedakah. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah here in the Bi'ur Halacha, as much as the Mishnah Berurah teaches us that one is supposed to spend money l'kovid Shabbos, says v'seh toichachas meruba al zmanenu, they spend a person should be careful not to overspend money on luxuries. People who spend more than they could afford has caused untold tragedy. And he says there are many reasons for this, and therefore he says, "Okay, Ashrin me, Shiyamitz Lavavoy, person is careful, Vlejgir le Petuyim, Vinala Tsois Besa Becheshbin, Kafi Hav Erech Havachosav Layosha." He says, as much as it's important to be Mechabed Yontif, says the Mishnah Bir Alacha, a person should always pay attention what his means are, and certainly not spend above his means. But there's a tshuva in the Shaios HaTshuvos, B'tzel HaChochma, Chelek Hei, Simen Mem Zayin. He quotes a Sefer Chemdas Yisrael, who says that Yontif is different than Shabbos. And therefore, even though by Shabbos we just quoted Halacha Asay Shabbat Chachol, V'altet Starach Lebrius. By Yontif, by Shabbos, there's a din in Oynik Shabbos. By Yontif, as we're learning, there's a chiyuv of Simcha, and therefore, you have to fulfill Simchas Yontif under all circumstances. The Betzel HaChochma, it's quite obvious that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree with this, and the Betzel HaChochma actually also disagrees. He says the Gemara Masechta Bei Daf Tezvav and Beis says Ki Chedves Hashem Me'uschem Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Amar Lama Kodesh Baruch Yisrael Level Alai V'Katshu Kedusha Sayoyim, you could borrow on my account V'Mina Biva Nipare, that I'll pay back. Now on that halacha, the Gemara says, however, Say Shabbat Chachov Atzitzach Lebris, if you can't pay back or you don't have to take stock, you shouldn't. And the Betzel HaChochma makes a great point. He says that pasuk is actually not a pasuk by Shabbos. That's a pasuk of by Yontif. And still, the halacha is only up to one's mean. And indeed, he says, the pasuk says, V'sisa chag shvus l'shem l'kecha, misas nidvas yotcha, ashatitin kash yivarecha Hashem l'kecha, and Rashi says, Misas Nidvas Yotcha, Hakolofia Brocha. Everybody according to their means, not above their means. Another Raya he brings is from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Perik Aleph, the Peya, Halacha Aleph, says, Tanir of Shimon ben Yechoy Oimer. Goru kibur avayim. Kibur avayim is such a great mitzvah. Shekidifay HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoyis mikvoydai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more concerned with kibur avayim than he is with his own covet. Nem mekabras avich vasimecha. Nem mekabras Hashem ahoincha. We have to be mechabra our parents. We have to be mechabra Hashem. Mima atach mechabdoi. Mima shichoncha. What do you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with? From what he has given you. Leket, shik, upeya. Mavish Truma Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Oni, Chalav, Oysa Sukkah, Velula, Veshoif, Vetfilim, Vetsutsus. Im Yesh Lecha, if you have the ability, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, Atachayiv Bekulin, you're obligated. Ve'ein Lecha, if you don't have, Ein Atachayiv Be'echis Mehen. But continues the Gemara, by Kibra Aveim, it's different. Av Kshubay, it's a Kibra Aveim, Bein Sheyesh Lecha Choyim, Bein Sheyel Lecha Choyim, whether you have or you don't have, so he makes the following point. Everybody will agree that the mitzvah sukkah, the mitzvah of dalaminim, a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah tzitzis. Yet the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, that one doesn't have to spend money that he doesn't have. Certainly, for Simchas Yontif, as great as a mitzvah it is, person should always try to live within his means.